It's turning into one of those mornings, and I haven't even made it down the stairs yet. I've got Tim arriving this afternoon to stay, so I have been sorting out the spare room, you know, just sort of making the bed and that kind of thing. And so as I was in my effort to multitask, before doing that, I went and put on all the lotion stuff that I use to treat my dandruff, which because it's kind of got bad at the moment, so it's a nasty coal tar and coconut ointment stuff that you put on and leave on your scalp for an hour. So with that sort of on, I was then sort of doing all my, you know, different things, sorting out the room. And when I was putting the bedding on the bed, I of course bent down and my head hit the wall. So I now have this greasy mark on the wall, which I still think of as being newly painted, which is probably because it's the most newly painted wall in the house. But it's, I suppose it's been there for about a year or so. So I've just been trying to clean it off, and I've had a couple of goes with sort of spray-on cleaner, and it's faded, but I think it's just going to leave a greasy mark. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. And the other thing is my head is, of course, itching like mad, because this stuff, it's a combination of itches and stings as it works away at your scalp. Yes. Actually, the greasy mark does kind of remind me of the time as a kid I thought I'd try and make Mum's bedroom smell nice, and I decided to do this by trying to rub a large patch of Vic Vapor Rub into the wallpaper at the head of the bed. That left a greasy mark that was there, I think, for years, until I had enough paint on it to actually hide it and cover it properly. Yes. It all sort of comes round in circles. Okay, I think I'm going to go and make a coffee. Except I don't really feel like a coffee or anything to eat because of this rotten smell of coal tar coming off my head at the moment. But, yeah, only another, 40 minutes. I've got to keep the stuff on. And then I've only got another 3 or 4 days to do this every day for an hour. And it should have at least made a bit of an impression. You see, I'm sort of trying to get it under control before I head away to London on Thursday, because I'm going to spend an entire day in meetings with people. And it's probably going to be hotter down there than it is up here anyway, which means I'll sort of be sweating a bit, which will make my head itch more. And I don't want to spend the entire day in the meetings trying to scratch my head raw, which I think would make kind of the wrong impression. Yeah. Okay, better head on and do stuff.